It's On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusea in for Celeste Headlee. Earlier this month, Vice President Mike Pence left an Indianapolis Colts game to protest players kneeling during the national anthem. It's something that athletes across the country, including Atlanta, are doing on the field to protest police violence against African Americans. Amir Muhammad of Atlanta says he wants his own experience with police to be a learning experience for his children. Here he is with his son, Fahim.
And my name is Amir Muhammad, and I'm here with my son, Fahim Muhammad. You're only, how old are you now, 14?
Yes. Did you ever have any tense experiences with law enforcement?
I was in the ninth grade, and we had a basketball game. So I was fully dressed with my sweats, my shorts on. And so I was walking over a friend's house, and his mom was going to take us to the game. And this white police officer just rolls up really fast and stops his car and jumps out and just yells at me, "Where are you going?" So I looked at him, and I didn't answer him. And he said, "You heard me." I said, "Where are you going?" And I said, "Where does it look like I'm going?" He said, "Open your bag up." And I looked at him. I was like, "For what?" And he said, "I'm not going to tell you again." And he put his hand on his gun. So when I told my dad, told him the tone in which the conversation was, and he just told me, "Don't let it be easy for them to take you out." And so I learned as well to just let that cop have his way, and then we'll live to fight another day. That's just one of several incidents that I had. But that was like the first one when I was 14 years old.
At what point did you realize you wanted us as a family to talk about how we handle ourselves around police?
I had that conversation with you guys early, and you guys have seen some of the good and bad sitting in the back seat. The time where you were asleep and that cop made us wait for like an hour to write a ticket when we pulled in our own complex, and he made us wait an hour to write a ticket for really nothing, something that we ended up getting thrown out in court. So if you escalate a situation, then your kids are going to grow up thinking that it's okay to escalate situations with police officers. And that's not good to teach them that, because if a police officer says, "Well, he looked like he was reaching for something," that's it. That's all they have to, it's been proven that they're going to get off from that. You know, when they go out on a day-to-day, you don't wake up saying, "My child is going to die from a police officer today." So they're going to imitate what they see you do. So if you ever are in that situation, you make that a positive, teachable moment. What was going through your mind when we talked about, you know, situations about race and with the police officers?
I was just thinking of stuff that I had seen before and then like went over my head at the time, and then now I knew exactly what it was.
And so does that make you worry, or now are you concerned about your safety with police?
It makes me cautious, like just walking past a police officer. I'm not gonna get scared and worry and tense, but I'm just gonna be cautious of what I do around police officers.
Just that, do you think that is something that's fair?
Yeah, that's not fair at all. I mean, they are supposed to be the ones you are supposed to feel safe around, but it's the opposite with black people. It's like we feel less safe around them.
That was Amir Muhammad of Atlanta speaking with his 14-year-old son, Fahim. Their conversation was produced by GPB intern Maya Martin.